Today's daf in Masechet Menachot is daf Nun, and we are holding on the fourth line, right? Last word on the line. The Mishnah had continued to say that lo hikrivu keves baboker, if they missed out on the keves of the Olat HaTamid in the morning, then you bring the Olat HaTamid in the afternoon. Rabbi Shimon said, no, if they didn't bring it in the morning, they cannot bring it in the afternoon either. And then, threw in this new issue, in which we discussed not bringing the Ketoret in the morning, where Rabbi Shimon agreed that you could bring it in the afternoon. And he continues on to say, well, but when you bring it in the afternoon, v'chula ha'itakriva ben arbaim. You have to bring the entire Ketoret instead of the mechza ben arbaim. And then he says the most incredible non sequitur. She'ein mechanchinut mizbeach azav ela b'ketoret hasamim. Now, what in the world that's supposed to mean is very unclear. Is ein mechanchinut mizbeach azav ela b'ketoret hasamim the reason for the ketoret? Is it the reason that you bring the keves of ben harabayim? Very strange. Chinuch, says the Gemara. What in the world? Well, we enter a twilight zone over here. Mandor Hashemir, who the heck was talking about chinuch? That all of a sudden, somebody starts throwing in whether we're mechanic or mizbeach. Clearly, if ever there was a sign that a Mishnah is missing something, this is a sign. Chisuri mechasra, the Mishnah needs to be inserted with the following piece, Hachikatag. Lo yikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu ben arbay. Look in the Mishnah and see precisely what's happening here in the Gemara, because there's two ways of understanding this. The first, the Tanakhama said like this. Lo yikrivu keves baboker, yakrivu ben arbay. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Ema type is mancha you want to see my shoga git, aval ima you may zidim, the loy krivu keves baboker, loya krivu ben harbayim. Now, that means loya krivu ben harbayim, surely it is not a fundamental din, because a fundamental din isn't dependent on whether you do it b'mezid, you do it b'shoga. That seems to be some type of knas. But we're not going to let you get into the habit of bringing half of a carbon atomic. You don't bring the carbon atomic in the morning, you don't bring it in the afternoon. So that part doesn't seem to relate to the question of the chinuch hamizbeach. Fine. Now, what about the ketoret? Lo yiktiru ketoret baboker, then yaktiru ben arbayim. And on that, Rabbi Shimon has no objection. And we're going to see the reason he has no objection is because anything that somebody can figure he'll make money out of, you don't have to worry about a knas. He's going to do it. So, since the ketoret had a reputation for making people rich, you can be certain somebody's going to run to do the ketoret. If they missed it one time, it's never going to happen again. Don't worry. So there we don't have this knas. And that adds up very nicely. It was the first part is a knas to make sure it doesn't happen. And by the ketoret, we're going to have to make sure it doesn't happen because it would be an unbelievably rare situation to find Jews not jumping for the cash. The memela, we don't have to make the knas. Fine. Everything works out good so far. Now, throws in Rabbi Shimon an additional comment. The kula haitakreva ben harbayim. And when you would bring it ben harbayim, you would bring the entire thing. She'ein mechanchinet mizbeach azav ela b'ktaret hasamim. V'lo mizbeach ha'ola ela b'tamit shel shachar. Now, look. If you had stopped at the word she'ein mechanchinet mizbeach azav ela b'ktaret hasamim, so then I would have understood this to simply be a reason why Rabbi Shimon is saying you have to bring the whole thing ben arbayim. Because undoubtedly, if the first time the Torah was mitzvah to bring the ketoret, it was as an act of chinuch, it wouldn't have been mitzvah to bring half. So if it's saying this on the first day of the hakrovas, hakteres, which was on the Yom HaShmini, this is how it's defined, tzava, these psukim come from tzava. So then, clearly it was to bring the ketoret, not half of the ketoret, because we haven't started yet. But since whenever we have a model, we use that model for similar circumstances. So any time that you miss the akrava baboker, the akhtara baboker, be marked the whole thing ben arbayim because you're following the mizbeach as it was the first time it was used. That's what I would have thought it meant. Throwing in velo mizbeach ha'olah, ela b'tamid shel shachar, would be a reason for not bringing at all the keves ben arbayim. And yet, before the Chachamim say, you do bring the Bein Arbayim, and all Rabbi Shimon had to say about that was a Knas issue, not a model issue, because it depended on whether you did it B'mezid or B'shogeg. So something is very funny over here. Now, the Gemara is asking, who the heck ever mentioned Chinuch? If the Gemara was referring to the part about the Ketoret HaSamim, so then, what do you mean, who the heck mentioned Chinuch? He brought in Chinuch in order to explain why it has to be the whole thing. So then the Gemara would be focusing on Dafka, the second part. Why are we starting to talk about the Mizbeach HaOlah B'Tamid Shel Shach? Because that isn't relent. Why do we keep talking? Lechem HaPanim B'Shabbes. Why are we talking about this? The other way of now, this seems to be the way that Rashi understands it. Tosfos, again, this is not beferish. It's just an analysis of how they look at the whole sugya. Tosfos doesn't like that because then there's nothing odd about bringing in Chinuch. You want to start telling me what the Din of Chinuch is? If we needed to talk about the Din of Chinuch for Rabbi Shimon, so then why would the Gemara say, Chinuch, whoever mentioned Chinuch? What do you mean, whoever mentioned Chinuch? Well, you know who mentioned Chinuch. You don't use that word, man dot hashmei. Did somebody ever speak about Chinuch? You weren't listening? I just explained to you why I said that it has to be Shalem who made it with the Ketoret. Therefore, according to Tosfos, Rabbi Shimon ends, okay? Kulay takreva bein arbay, period. Now, this part of Ein Mechan Chinuch to Mizbeach HaZahav V'lo Mizbeach HaOlah is a reference back to the first part of the Mishnah. But if it is, then it's a contradiction to the first part of the Mishnah. Because the first part of the Mishnah, according to the Tanna Kamma, said that you are going to bring the Keves, even if you missed the Keves of the morning. They don't make even the difference between Bezin and Shogeg, which is really irrelevant to this whole discussion. Anyway. So that seems to be the two ways of learning it. Even according to Rashi, however, we'd have to ask, so on the one hand, you're telling me, well, the Ketoret HaSamim, I understand why we bring it in the afternoon, because that's when we brought it the first time. But then, so then why would we bring the Keves in the afternoon when Bedafka, we didn't bring the Keves in the afternoon the first time? How do you use the model in opposite ways? It doesn't make any sense at all. So if we don't understand what Rabbi Shimon was saying, then this statement is completely crazy. Because who is it? Who's talking about this? Why are we bringing in Chinuch Bechlal? If it's irrelevant to the Mishnah, and it must be if it's Nachum, because it's backwards. So if it's irrelevant to the Mishnah, then it's coming out of left field. Why are we interested in the Chinuch? Therefore, in the answer, we're going to have to answer, if this is relevant to the Mishnah, we're going to have to answer by inserting something into the words of the Chachamim, which will then explain why they say it, and it won't be relevant to Rabbi Shimon at all. The problem is that the gears have got a little messed up here because of the way the printer thought, or the scribes thought that we were referring to parts of the Mishnah, and they brought different pieces of the Mishnah in the wrong place, which is very confusing. The Bach tries changing it according to the various approaches of Rashi and Tosfos. What piece of the Mishnah are we quoting when? Fine. So don't worry about those details. But we understand that for sure we're bringing in a heck of a lot about Chinuch. Either we shouldn't have brought in anything about Chinuch, or certainly we shouldn't have gone on talking about anything that had to do with the Keves, where if anything, it's a contradiction to the Mishnah. Therefore, the Gemara says, Chinuch man doch hashmei, and answers that indeed it is Chisurei Mechasra. And what it means is, lo hikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu ben arbay. Not what it says in our Mishnah, but rather to insert right here, that if in fact you weren't makrivit, don't be makrivit ben arbay. But that is only in a circumstance where you hadn't done the Chanukat HaMizbeach yet. So bameh dvar mamor, you're going now to build a new Beit HaMikdash. Okay, so what do you do? Can you bring, the Mizbeach is finished in the afternoon, you want to go ahead and bring the Korban Ben Arbayim. And that would be the way that you're reading it. Lo hikrivu baboker, can I bring Ben Arbayim? No, you cannot. But of course, that's in that unique circumstances. Why is that? Because the original, and that's how we're going to end it, the original Mizbeach was Mechunach Dafka Baboker, and we learned that out of a pasuk, and it means that it serves as a model for Chinuch through all times. When you build a new Mikdash, then you have to be Mekadosh LeMizbeach, Mechanach LeMizbeach, or you build a new Mizbeach, be Mechanach LeMizbeach, Dafka with the morning. Therefore, Bamed, Dvarim Amurim, Shelo Nitchanecha Mizbeach, at all. But once the Mizbeach was mechunach, and the only problem is that you missed out, for whatever reason, on bringing in the morning, then Yakrivu ben Arbayim, was Rabbi Shimon says, well, but there's also a knas involved. Ema type is manchayu anusim or shogegin. Aval ema yumezidim. Then if lo yakrivu keves baboker, indeed lo yakrivu bein harabayim at all. Okay, now this whole additional piece of the ketoret and so on and so forth would be the, according to the way the Bach is trying to fix it, all of that is a quote from the Mishnah alone, and then would go on to discuss the piece that comes afterwards. We'll read it here and we'll see exactly how it got mixed up. It's not really all that important. So now we ask, Minohane Mile, going back on the first part, so all of this is meant to be a quote that's Nogea later. Going back to what we just said, that there is no way that you could bring for the first time on a Mizbeach a Keves Ben Arbaim. Why? Because we were always Mechanech a Mizbeach with the Keves Baboker. Where do we see that that's an important point? The Tanna Rabbana. The Pasuk specifies, Et HaKeves HaEchad Taseh Baboker, Ve'et HaKeves HaSheni Taseh Ben Arbayim. So, and this is in the context of Tetzaveh, where we're describing how to be Mechanech the new Mishkan. This is not in Pinchas, where we're describing the general halacha of what you do every day. And that means that dafka, what is brought ben arbayim, has to be the sheni. The sheni is ben arbayim, never the rishon ben arbayim. But you might think that this is really a definition for the daily use of the mizbeach. No, I'll show you it's not. Because b'amei devarim amurim, where did the pasuk specify this? Dafka shelo nitchanech hamizbeach. Aval nitchanech hamizbeach, then afilu rishon bein harbaim, there is no problem. Because if, since it says in Pinchas Beferish, ve'et hakeves hasheni taseh ben arbayim, ki minchat haboker, and believe it or not, it calls it a keves hasheni, despite the fact that it never mentions a keves harishon. So in the pasuk in Tetzaveh, clearly it's trying to set up rishon sheni. But as the Sifri points out, Rashi says all of this is missing because we need to know this whole braisa. So it asks, why are we saying this bichlal? It asks in the Sifri. Didn't it say, ta keves achat taseh b'bo, keves hasheni taseh ben arbayim? Fine. So what it means over here is that you can make the keves hasheni like as if it were the first thing that you're bringing, even though there is no rishon. So what was once the keves hasheni is now always the Keves HaSheni, even if there isn't the Keves HaRishon. To make it very clear that we have two different dinim, one at Tetzaveh, one in Pinchas, one in which the Sheni is defined by being after the Rishon, and one where the Sheni is defined as being that which is brought by Narbayim, even if there is no Rishon. Beautiful to you. It's not a question of separate mitzvah, it's just that it's not ma'akev, that there should be the first part. Good? Okay, so that's lovely. So now we have the understanding of the Mishnah. Of course, we completely changed the Mishnah. We made it now that, in fact, the Mishnah came to tell us, and it would be clear why we would leave out, because the Iker din in the Mishnah, of course, that's Nogea all the time, is go right ahead and be makriv. The question of whether there's a knas or something, but Lamaisa, we're being Meramis to a special din, that's Nogea the first time he used the Mizbeach. To which Rabbi Shimon responds, Omar Rabbi Shimon, this is why that first Omar Rabbi Shimon doesn't make any sense, it's obviously just part of the quote of the Mishnah. To Omar Rabbi Shimon, Ematai bizman shayu anusin, o shogegin, avalim hayu mezidim. So then, velo hikrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu bein harabayim. Okay. Lo hiktiru kitorit baboker yaktiru bein harabayim. We are not going to talk about that here. And therefore, it's just a quote from the Mishnah, as the Bach points out. It can't be that this is part of what we're quoting in Rabbi Shimon. Well, because we immediately go ahead to ask, V'chikoanim chatum isbeach batel? In other words, why are you telling me not to bring the keves ben arbayim? So because it happens to be that these kohanim didn't do their job, so because of that, we are going to punish the mizbeach, and we're not going to give them the mizbeach to the other. Why? Omar Rava Arikama. It doesn't mean not to bring it. It means they can't bring it. I mean, if you don't do your job properly, you're fired. the question over here between the Rishonim, does that mean that the Mishmar is fired because they were in charge of it? Does it mean Dafka, the Kohanim, who had been set aside to do it, and they didn't do it, but other members of the Mishmar can do it? Fine, that's a question. But it's clearly a knas against somebody, either the Mishmar, the Balei HaMishmar, the Kohanim, whatever it is. But certainly we're not being kind to the Mizbeach. So bring in somebody else to do the job if you can get it straight. Aval Acherim Yakrivu. Now, we move on to the second part, to be Mazbeh. Why did we say there should be a difference in Rabbi Shimon between a knas against those who were Mizalzel or Mitatzel? Why not the same thing by the Ketoret? Lo yiktiru ketoret baboki yaktiru bein arbaim. Why? Because given the lo shchicha uma'atra chavivah lo pasha, you do not have to be cheshish on something that will make a person rich. Believe me, everybody wants it. So that's going to get done. This is a very rare occasion that somehow or other they didn't do takrava sektor, takra aktaras sektor. Omar Rabbi Shimon v'kulai takriva bein arbaim. So now points out Tosfos. This is really strange because it's Mashma now. Tosfos says that Rashi explains it this way. We don't have such a Rashi. There's no such thing. But the Remez is in Rashi and the Mishnah, not here. And this bothers Tosfos. If this is meant to be a Pirish, then why did we ever ask? If he clearly was Doch Hashmei, that doesn't make any sense at all. Right? And furthermore, it seems quite clear that the Chisurim Achas was going back on the Rabbonah, which is Mashma, that the statement about the Chinuch had to do with the Rabbonah, didn't have to do with the Rabbi Shimon, in particularly. And not to mention, says Tosfos, what kind of reasoning is it anyway? I mean, how do you prove that it's Sholem? I could argue the opposite. I could say, if you're coming to be Mechanech and Mizbeach, do it the way you would normally do it. Well, how would you normally do it? You normally bring the mechs of the Ketores Ben Arbayim, and then that's what you do the first time. Why would we do... What, it's obvious to you? It's so obvious that since we're only Mechanech and Ben Arbayim, so it must be that you bring the whole thing? I don't see how that follows. Anyway, it's going to boil down to a svar that you're saying. So why not just learn that that's what Rabbi Shimon is saying? That since the idea of splitting the Ketoret is that it's really meant to be Sholem, where we bring Machzit, so then if you're not bringing Machzit, so then you didn't do the Machzit Baboker, so then don't do the Machzit Baboker. So bring it Bein Arbayim. Because you can't talk about a half when you never brought the other half. Whereas the kvasim, for when you talk about the tamid, is not half. There's kevazachad and kevazachad. But to say I should relate to something as a half? Where do we ever see we relate to something as a half? That's tamas for it. It is what it is. If you're going to be bringing it across a period of time. So then you could say bring some of it now and some of it later to be mashlim. But if you're not going to be mashlim, what sense does it make to bring half? That's all. Simple logic. Well, why is it more logical to prove it from the Chinuch anyway, says Tosfos? So he's got three basic problems with Rashi. Let me just review it again. What we just asked, which is really his last problem, how does it prove it anyway? It's not very good to say it in Rabbi Shimon. Secondly, the whole discussion about the Chinuch issue seems to have restructured the Rabbonah, not Rabbi Shimon. We inserted the words that you cannot bring the Kevas. That's not like Rabbi Shimon. That went back to the Rabbonah. And furthermore, if it really was meant as a question of Rabbi Shimon, how the heck could the Gemara say whoever spoke about Chinuch when Rabbi Shimon just spoke about Chinuch? For a very good reason. And therefore he rejects categorically right now, we don't have this Rashi. So we could just simply learn it, that we got a little bit confused about the Piskaot. We inserted Rabbi Shimon before we should have. We were really talking about the Rabbanan, and that confused us. We should have waited to talk about Rabbi Shimon until the contrast between the Knas that he inserts on the Fosim and the non-Knas that he mentions about the Ketoret, and never have reinserted the piece Shalom, because that wasn't Nagei Rabbi Shimon. Anyway. Okay, that's why it's very confusing. If we learn it like Tosfos and we change the girsa to put each thing in its place, leaving out what was irrelevant to Rabbi Shimon, then it suddenly starts to make perfectly good sense. And since these piskaot are really not part of the redaction of the Gemara, they're inserted afterwards for the benefit of readers to remember what the Mishnah was talking about, no mela. So somebody got confused and put in the wrong piskaot. What's so terrible about that? Yes, sorry.
How are the Torah
Omer Rabbi Shimon, the kulai takreva ben arbayim. That's all. Okay. Now, the problem is that the in the continuation of the Mishnah, etc. This is a question on everybody. Our Mishnah insists that the Keturat HaSamim Shel Bein Arbaim was the Makor of Lechino. And yet the Braita said, V'atanya, B'Keturat HaSamim Shel Shachar. So if we understand our Mishnah is just coming according to everybody to explain why there's certainly no reason for us to say that if you miss the morning, you shouldn't bring the afternoon, because originally we brought it in the afternoon. So that's fine, right? But what if that isn't true? What if, in fact, the Keturat was originally brought dafka in the morning? Then we should have had the same distinction in the Keturat that we had in the Chesuri Mechasra of the Keves. And we would have said, Bame Dvarim Amurim. And instead we do just the opposite. We say, well, there, but the Keturat, there's no problem. Keturat, for sure, anyway, even if it was the first time you would have done it this way, Skoshkin today. But if a Braita says just the opposite, then the Mishnah, the whole Mishnah goes out of whack. Because that Chesuri Mechasra should have, what we should have done is simply lined up. If you have a keves where you didn't bring the boker, you have the keturah where you didn't bring the boker, you can only bring the bein arba'im, b'met var mamurim shalot nitchanecha mizbeach, and then go on in nitchanecha mizbeach, and that's all. So something's very strange. What do we do about the fact that Tanya b'keturah has original shachar? Well, the truth is, says the Gemara, it is indeed a machloket tana'im. Omer Abai, well, maybe a machloket tana'im, but I got to tell you, it's very reasonable. The way our Mishnah says it makes so much more sense. B'stavar k'man diyomer b'keturah tasamim shobin arba'im. Because the pasuk introduces a linkage of the keturah to the menorah. And it says, b'hat b'tivot ha'nerot yaktirena, specifically. Now, to be metiv the neirot, you can only be metiv neirot when they've been lit. Because hatavata neirot means cleaning out the ash, putting in a new ptilah, or fixing up the ptilah, pulling it up and making it ready for a new hadlaka. If you never had lit the menorah, so then idlav davar hadlaka miurta, how in the world were you doing a hatava mitzafra? So this menorah must have been lit the night before. But if it was lit the night before, then the pasuk had already told us that the keturat is supposed to be brought at the same time that we're lighting the menorah. So then why did we bring the keturat at night? So it really makes much more sense, the way our Mishnah has it, that the keturat indeed is a nighttime, I shouldn't say nighttime, evening, chinuch. And indeed, what is the svar of the man d'yomer who holds that the keturat asamim shel shachar was the chinuch? Well, he says, because you're looking at the link to the mizbeach, to the menorah as being primary, when it seems quite clear that the link to the mizbeach, I mean, which is an assumed link, we've got two mizbechot. You bring something on the mizbeach achitzai, and you bring something on the mizbeach apnimi. And doesn't it make sense that if the keves ha'echad, I shouldn't say ha'echad, achad, that one, no, I should say ha'echad, sorry, because here we're talking about tzavet. So the keves ha'echad is supposed to be brought dafka in the morning. So then why isn't the keturah the first time? Then the keturah should be linked to the hecha, the first, the one that was brought in the morning. Therefore, I say it makes more sense to be gomar, mimiz be'acha ola, malahalan betabit shel shachar. Look, mizbe'acha chitzon got its kedusha from being used the first time in the morning. So it makes sense that keturah tasamim would also get its kedusha b'keturah tasamim shel shachar. Continues the Mishnah to say, "V'lo ata shulchan ela b'lechem apanim b'Shabbat." If you're being mechanek for shulchan, do it by bringing lechem apanim on Shabbat. Now, I am really confused now. You started by telling me that we're quoting the issues of chinuch as a reason to make a difference in the Mishnah between a chinuch day, which obviously is exceedingly rare, or a normal day. Now, if I take that at face value, then when I read these words, they are telling me something very strange. They are telling me that it's only because of the fact that I'm being mechanic the shulchan that I can't do it on a weekday. That's what it's saying. It's saying you're, because you said that the things that we're quoting are limitations b'shat chinuch. So in other words, avo b'chol, let's say it wouldn't be Shabbos, it would be chol. So what's the problem? Well, the problem is you can't be mechanech b'chol. That's the problem? You can't be mechanech b'chol? I thought the problem is that the lechem is only mekudesh on Shabbos. Nothing to do with chinuch. So I'm throwing in that this is a chinuch problem. So you're telling me, b'kol ichnuch yodol mechanech, but kedushim mikdash. Are you trying to tell me that it's only at that unique time that the lechem will not become mekudesh b'chol? But if it were a normal day, then you would be able to do it b'chol? No. This part doesn't mean this. In other words, what this part of the Mishnah is coming to tell me is that the normative usage of the kli is the way to be mechanech the kli. That's the point. So it's he gufa kamashpala, that the chinuch and the kiddush of the shulchan will always be on Shabbos. Now, if you take a look at the continuation, it's clear that we've moved on. Because when we're talking about the things that we're not discussing in the Mishnah, so what are those things? The question of the lechem apanim and the menorah, right? Now, when we continue on with the menorah, Ketani Sefer, v'lo et ha-menorah ela b'shiv'a nerotea ben ha-arbayim. So, in other words, that means you cannot make a ceremonial lighting of the menorah. That's what it's saying. You can't bring in the tzibur like they do over here, the rova. Let's do a ceremonial Hanukkah lighting. There's no such thing as a ceremonial lighting. There's only a halachic lighting. So, b'meila, that's what the Mishnah is saying. If the Zman for the Hadlaka is Ben Arbayim, then that's what's going to be Mechanev. If the Zman for Kiddush HaLechem is on Shabbos, then that and only that is going to be what's Mechanev. In the other cases where we had our options of the morning or the evening, so over there, it's really Bedafka. We're saying, okay, so which one was chosen as the Chinuch? This is the one that was chosen as the Chinuch. So there it makes sense. You've got options, and these are both done by head. So the Mishnah is coming to discuss, okay, which half? So there we can bring in the chinuch. Which half was used for the chinuch? But when we go on to continue discussing, it is not a question of halves. It's irrelevant halves. It's what do we do with the whole? There was no half. Exactly. No, there was the Mishkan chinuch, there was the Shlomo HaMelech chinuch, there was the chinuch of the Chashmonaim, there was the chinuch of Ezra, there's the chinuch next week. All kinds of things. Now there's a strange brayta that we don't even know what it's referring to. It says, Zehu Ketoret Shaltala Yachid HaMizbeach HaChitzon V'Horat Sha'ayta. What? That was the Ketoret. What was the Ketoret? That was being brought for a Yachid. And it was being brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. Ketoret HaMizbeach HaChitzon. And you should know it was Horat Sha'ayta. That was a one-time event. Where? When? Heicha? What are we talking about? Omer of Papo. No, that's a reference to the Nesim. So remember that in addition to the mandated karbonos that we had in Tetzaveh of the things that need to be done to be mechaneh, there was also this particular gift of the Nesi'im as part of the Chanukah HaMishkan, and they brought kafachat meleah ketoret. Gosh, kafachat meleah ketoret. That indeed was a one-time idea, and it was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. It wasn't brought as part of the normal ketoret, etc., etc. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So this is very strange, says the Gemara. Once again, if we make our assumption that when the Braita points out a specific event in terms of chinuch, that it is really focusing on the details of what was special in that moment, so then each and every part of this is meant to be taken as specifically. In other words, zero. So in other words, it's the Nesiim that we're talking about. A Yachid, not. But a Yachid, what not? A Yachid only on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, not? I mean, you put together some rather unique issues here. First of all, you said it was a Yachid, and you said it was on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So that seems to imply that the problem is that since it was a baton of a Yachid, therefore, it's only one time in history that was brought on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. So first of all, that implies, okay, but on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that would be fine. Or a tzibur on the Mizbeach HaChitzon, that would be fine. I mean, do these things go together? Do they limit each other? Or are they completely separate stories here? So the Yochid on the Mizbeach HaChitzon is a problem. Torah Sha'ah. But on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, that would be okay. That we wouldn't need a Torah Sha'ah. Isn't that what you're saying? And furthermore, the only problem of using the Mizbeach HaChitzon for the Ketoret is because it was a Yochid. But if it was a tzibur, the tzibur could give a ketoret anytime they want on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. I mean, I never heard of anything like that. As a matter of fact, there's a braita that says, Vatanya, You might think that a Yachid could bring a korban like this Ketoret as a gift, and then the Torah would say, if you gave such a gift, and there would be an Inyan to bring that korban. Absolutely not. Talmud Lomar, that lo ta'alu alav Ketoret Zara. This is absolutely zara. This is not what I said to make, even if you make it the same way. Okay, so you might think, fine, you know what that means? That yochol lo ye yochid mevi. Because a yochid never brings ktoret. Did the Torah ever give a chiev to bring ktoret? No. So that's what makes it alien. What makes it alien is the fact there's no such concept of a yochid being involved in ktoret. Good. But how about a tzimur? A tzimur has a chova. So it would be sort of like the Olat Tamid. The Olat Tamid is a chiyuv on the tzibur. Suppose the tzibur wants to bring a kayetz on mizbeach as an ayva, just keep the mizbeach busy. It's fine. So you might think the same thing would be true of the ketoret. You bring the ketoret. This is your chiyuv. You want to bring additional ketoret? You're welcome. So yachol ye yachid maybe, because a maybe chovato kayetzema. There's no equivalent chova, but a tzibur that does have an equivalent chova can bring in a dava. Because after all, ye mevi, meaning mevi nidava, because of the fact, shemevi chovake yotzeba, they do have a korban that is a chiyuv. Talmud lomar, no, you didn't pay attention. Lo ta'alu. Lo ta'alu means lashon rabim. You as a tzibur must not bring ktoret zara. So that means for the tzibur, it's also a ktoret zara. Ah, but wait. Maybe that is only an iser of lo ya'alu mizbeach ha'pnimi. That's not lo talu alav. Don't bring on the mizbeach ha'pnimi. This is a mizbeach that is miuchad for the ktoret of the chiyuv that you were mitzvah. But I mean, certainly, since you can bring a ktoret, you could certainly be menadev a ktoret. It's just that that ktoret would have to go in the mizbeach ha'chitzon. Again, that was the implication of the braita. And here this braita is coming to say, never. Talmud Lomar, et shemen ha-mishkav et ketoret ha-sabim la-kodesh ke-kol asher tziviticha ya'asu. Meaning, you make what I tell you and don't give me any gift in this issue. So you don't make any new shemen ha-mishka and don't give me your ketoret as a nedava. Ein l'chay ha-lamasha amur b'inyan. Only what was defined. None of your own definitions. And therefore, when we're going back, this, of course, makes a heck of a lot of sense. I mean, imagine, you know, if you're going to choose perfume for your wife, and you decide when she's going to be using a perfume, you're dead. It's got to be what she wants. Okay, so the same thing is true over here. Kivayachol. The Shekhinah appears with this ktoret. Don't tell me when I'm gonna start perfuming myself up. So therefore, near to, the meaning of the first braita is now very strange. Why did we specify a yachid on the Zbeach HaChitzon as being the specific case of Hora'at Sha'ah, when it would have been exactly the same of the Yochid in the Mizbeach HaPnimi, would have been exactly the case of the Tzibur in the Mizbeach HaChitzon, any possible combination, all of which would have been awesome. It was very misleading. Rav Papa, on the contrary, it's not misleading at all. It's bringing you the maximum to show that even the case that you would have thought would be included is not included. Here's how to understand it. In other words, loomy boy, forget about the issue of a tzibur bringing on the Mizbeach HaChitzon. That's ridiculous. Delo Ashkechan. Because, I mean, certainly where you have, the only example that we do have is the tzibur where it's told you must bring on the Mizbeach HaPnimi. So that for sure is crazy. And certainly a yachid on Mizbeach HaPnimi? That's ridiculous. The yachid never even walks into a Mizbeach HaPnimi. So of course, the lo ashkechan. But even a yachid on a Mizbeach HaChitzon, which is the norm in the one case where we see that yachidim did bring such a carbon, where was that? The Nesiyim. So for 12 days, we did find Yechidim being makriv on Mizbeach HaChitzon. I want you to understand that even that model is not a model. It was a Horat Sha'ah. And that's the point that the Braita is making. Then it works out beautifully.
Dr. Helika Mishnah.
Now that we have concluded our discussion of the linkages to the various issues that began the parak, so that we now took a form model. The form model was things that are systems, things that are parts, or things that are similar, that are either ma'akev or not ma'akev each other, when we went on talking about things that have nothing to do with the topic at all, which was menachot. We went off of menachot entirely. So we discussed the tzitzit and the tefillin, and then the parts of other karbanas and the issues about the ketoret. Let's get back to the subject now. Okay, so the transition into the norms of the menachot is still meaningful in terms of the pattern, because the pattern has brought us the discussion of parts and which parts are related to each other. Now, there is another real mincha with a part. You see, it's done in a chiastic form. We have the mincha, entirely mincha, and then we go off entirely up in things that have nothing to do with the menachot. It's being brought gradually back into parts of karbonas, now even parts of unique menachos, and that is the chavita kohen gadol, which are also issues of halves. But over here, the question is more complex than simply whether a half is ma'ak of the other half. There's also the issue of what defines a half. In other words, is a half defined by an amount, or is a half defined as part of a whole? That makes a tremendous difference. Because, for instance, in a case where the Kohen brought his chavitin and then died, so a new Kohen comes in, what does he do? Does he bring the other half? I mean, that isn't the half of the Kohen's chavitin. It's somebody else's chavitin. Does he bring a half? But then it isn't a half because it never was a whole. So we get into this whole question now. What constitutes a machzitav chavite kohen gadol? So it says the Mishnah chavite kohen gadol, lo hayu ba'in chatzain. It's a mistake to think that they were brought into the Beit HaMikdash as halves. You bring, as a kohen gadol, the entire Isaron, and then you split it. And then you're makriv mechza b'boker u'mechza ben arbayim. And we're going to see all of this, how we learn this out from the pasuk. So there needs to first be a whole before there can be a half. Therefore, a Kohen who did in fact bring his mechza shachrit, and then he dies. Now, we're immediately moneh Kohen acher tachtav. He can't bring a chatzi saron mi beito, nor velo, it should say, velo chatzi saron shel arishon. Because neither of those are halves of a whole as far as he's concerned. He's got to start all over again. So he has to be maybe again an Isaron Shalem, and then he has to be Chotzehu. He brings the half of that whole, Makriv Mechza, and then unfortunately Mechza Avad, you got to lose the other half. In which case, in toto today, we're going to lose two halves, and we're going to bring two halves, because each half has to be half of its unique whole. So Nimtzur Shnei Chatzim Krevim, Ushnei Chatzain Ovim. We're going to lose two completely. Now the question is, why are we going to lose two? Why can't we be put in them? Later on, we're going to see the tone Ibrit Sura, perhaps, to burn them. Why in the world do we have to do that? You'll tell me we have to do that because, after all, didn't we learn, and we're going to have this again, that you cannot be poda a mincha, but that's only where it was already Kaddish B'Kli. So over here wasn't Kaddish B'Kli. Well, I mean, you split the Yisaron. So Tosis is very troubled. Why in the world would it be Avad? But here is a unique approach of the Rambam, which the Ravid goes bananas over. Where does he get this from? And here is the perfect location where he gets it from. The Rambam says, the din of Chotzeu is not a din in Chotzeu, the Isaron. You make all 12 challahs. You do the Kiddush of the Mincha. The Mincha's ready to go. You break each challah into two parts. And you bring six halves in the morning and six halves in the evening of a Mincha. What is this? Some weird thing that it's a function of when you walk into the Beis HaMikdash, whether you brought the Isaron, whoever it is, such a thing. What's the difference what you walk in with? The point is, what does the Mincha consist of? That's the problem. The Rambam says, what? Whoever heard of such a thing? No such animal. What do you do? We never bring halves of anything. It's got to be the raw material. But that would be the perfect reason for why it's all that. There's nothing to do with it now, you see. So,
but the first guy brought the whole thing.
The whole thing, broke it into half, brought 12 halves, not six holes.
First guy that died afterwards, no.
Yeah.
The first guy.
Yeah, he wasn't planning on dying.
No. So in the first place.
Yes, 12 halves. He made the hole, and then he broke it into two, which is usually a lotion of V'chotzeyu. What do you mean v'chotzeyu? I'm v'chotzeyu. V'chotzeyu is usually an act of chotzeyu, yachatz. Okay. So you're going to bring it a half of a kilo? That's called yachatz? Yachatz means you have a hole and then you're chotzeyu. Beautiful.
We think of six and six. But
exactly. That's Rambam thinking. Out of the box, which means it was already in the box, it was Kodesh Bekli. It can't be part of it. Toret! Mando Hashmi! Chavite Kohen Gadol! No k'toret. We're on a new topic now. We're on the chavitate. You were the one who says zok de'elik mishnah. Well, we're going to have to start saying fine ton de'elik mishnah every time. We're on a new topic now. Chavitate kohen gadol, which is a special mincha that we also call the minchat chinuch, which of course is the perfect continuation. The segue is just beautiful. It's remarkable. This is the Minchat Chinuch as well. That was the whole topic of the previous Mishnah. So between the lines on the Meda structure, there's all types of strange rebosim that are going on. But moving on to what would be called the Minchat Chinuch for every Kohen, who brings this, and he brings it Shalem. It's the same idea of something that at the Chinuch was brought Shalem, which goes right back to Rabbi Shimon, who says, well, since it was only Mitzchanek with the Keteres, that's why we call this the Minchat Chinuch. So this is a unique carbon, and as we're going to see, it also is prepared in a very unique way. It's the only carbon which is both fried and baked, because the Torah uses two lashanas on it, as we're going to see. So because of that, we also now get into the question of what's the relationship between the two parts. So let's continue on in the... as I was saying, so every Kohen brings this the first day that he's nichnas laveda, and only then. That's why it's called the Minchat Chinuch. Kohen Gadol brings it every single day, but remember that the Kohen Gadol is really Aaron. But Aaron's chelek in chinuch is constant. What's my proof in that? Very simple. In Baalotecha, why do we mention that in Lagos HaNeiros? Because Aaron was mitztayer. Where's my part in the Chanukat HaNesiim? Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, what do you mean? You have a much bigger part. Every single day you're going to be madlik the menorah. So, of course, the question is obvious. Well, he's talking about the chinuch. Well, what does that have to do? So you see, the point of the nature of Aaron is that what he does every day is the chinuch. He's always in a constant position of chinuch, which is why the Chanukat HaMizbeach that's done by the Maccabim, which are Aaron, by Kohanim Gedolim specifically, that's why we say Kohen Gadol, is the Chanukah through the Menorah, which was Baalotcha, which the Ramban explains really must be a reference to the Chanukat HaMakabim. That's a problem, because otherwise, why does the Medrash say, you will be lighting when nobody else is doing anything else? It's got to be a reference to the Menorah. It's marvelous here. Meda structures. But anyway, so now, this... Turn around. Il nemar mincha machatzit. So, okay, Hayiti Omer, maybe Chatzi Yisrael mi beito shachrit umakrit, Chatzi Yisrael mi beito arvit umakrit. Had it said, not machzita, it would have just said, bring zer korban aron avanav. They would have said, asrit haifa solet mincha tabit machatzit baboker. Okay, so bring half an Yisroel and make a minchat of a half an Yisroel. Therefore, Talmud Lomar, machzita, half of it. There's really only one mincha here. It's not that there's two minachot, and we're simply giving you the measurement of the two minachot. Half an Yisroel and half an Yisroel. No. You need to have machzita, a mechza mishalem, half of the whole. He said this shouts Rabban. Mechza mishalemu makri. So therefore, haketzad mevi saron shalem vechotzeyu umakri mechza baboker mechza binarabayim. Why? No. Anyway, according to anybody, you left out making the mincha. Why does it say make the mincha? On the contrary, obviously, when you say the word you're mevi, you mean you're mevi and you make it. Where else is it? Well, you're telling me to be makriv before you even made it? Don't you see? The part about where you made it, where is it? Go tell me, show me. The Ravitz part is better than the Rambam's part. Yeah, and then what? You put the Yisorin, you makriv the Yisorin? Nobody holds your makriv the Yisorin. You need to make the mincha.
Why would you split it already in the beginning?
Take the whole Yisorin, where, excuse me, where do you insert the words and make it? Exactly. So either you insert the words before makriv, or you just insert the words before the chotzeyu. You're going to need to insert those words. In other words, we're taking for granted. It makes more sense to say the makriv, and the mevi includes mevi and make, right? Mevi and make. Okay? So therefore, if nitma mechtzah. Now, in the Braita, we have an equivalent case. We don't need to only have a case of the Kohen Gadol's dying. Suppose half of it became tame. So nitma mechtzah shabein arbaim, or sha'avad. So you might think you can fill up what's missing. Yochel yavich chatzi yisroh mi beto arvit. You might think you could bring half in the evening. V'yakriv tamalom. No. It's machzita baboker. Machzita is also be'erev. So at each time you need to be a mechzah mishalemu maybe. Therefore, there's no choice. Haketzad maybe yisroh shalem mi beto v'chotzeu umakriv mechzah umechzah avad. And therefore, it boils down to nimtzu shnei chatzim krevim v'shnei chatzim ovdim. And exactly the same situation would be if he died. Kohen gadol shikri mechzah shachrit umeit uminu acher tachtav. Now the new kohen, you might think yachol yavich chatzim yisroh min bito. He can bring, either he can bring his own chatzim yisroh, or maybe he could bring chatzim yisroh shal harishon. He could take the first one's leftover, which was once from a hole. Talmud lomar, no, it has to be machzita. Half of what his mincha is, ba'erev, mechza mishalemu meviu makriv. Therefore, what happens? Haketzad, mevi yisroh shalem, chotzeu, makriv, and now mechza avad, and here too, nimtzu shnei chatzim ovdim, u'shnei chatzim krevim, however you look at it. So, Tani Tana Kabeda Reb Nachman, mechza rishon, u'mechza sheni, to ubar tzurata, the leftover from the first coin, the leftover from the second coin, you don't burn it right away, you wait until it becomes notar, so to ubar tzuratan, until it's lan, v'yetzu lebet ha-srefa, and then burn it. Omele Reb Nachman, now wait, hold on a second. I mean, I could accept that the first guy's leftovers, which initially were meant to be brought on the Mizbeah, so then, yes, you can't just go out and burn it. You have to wait until it becomes nifsal from something wrong in it, rather than not having anybody to be mocker of it. So there, yes, to ubar tzuratan. But the second one's carbon was never meant to be karav. It was initially made as a mincha to be thrown out. So elasheni lamalei ibur tzura, was it not initially made for ibud, and therefore it should be burnt on the spot? At least according to Man Yomar, who says that things like pigo don't require ibur tzura and so on, which we're going to be getting to in a moment. So even mikor was ibud kaati. Ah, I understand what's going on over here. The Omer Lecha Mani, the author of your Braita, you just quoted to me, he says to the Amora, was the Tana Devei Rabba Bar Avuahu. He holds that even Pigo requires Ibur Tzura, despite the fact that it's got a heck of a good tzul in it, but you don't burn things unless they are no time. Reb Ashi says, not necessarily. Why does it have to be Rabba Bar Avuah? Why can't it be the Rabbona? Let me ask you something. When you originally brought that mincha, and you're going to be chotzeu, does it matter which half you're going to take? Oh, no. Take any half you want. Okay, so that means at the time that you made that mincha, kiva de be'idah, the pagibo, you could have chosen anyone. Iboy haimakriv, iboy haimakriv. That's considered to be michsechoso. It's roi for the mizbeah. And therefore, it needs ibur tzura. It's not that we're saying it was originally brought to be burned, yeah? Show me which one. Which half was originally made to be burned? Not so. Wasn't originally made to be burned. I could have made this piece. And therefore, since I could have brought this piece, it's all needs ibur tzura. Lo ikrivu keves baboker. Omer Rebbe Shimon kulay takreva ben arbaim. Eim echad mizbach hazahav, lo b'tara samim. Chinuch. Man darash meyav chinuch. Lo yakrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu bein arbayim. Bameh dvorim amurim, shelo nitchanech hamizbeach. Aval, nitchanech hamizbeach yakrivu bein arbayim. Omer Rabbi Shimon, well, now wait a minute. Eva ta'izvan shayu andus tibar shogegi. Aval ima yume zidim, lo yakrivu keves baboker, lo yakrivu bein arbayim. Now, okay. This part, lo yakrivu ktor baboker, ktir bein arbayim, that's not nogeah here. Minonically, that there's a difference between chinuch times and regular times. The Tanur Rabbanan. Ve'eta keves ha-sheni ta'ase ben arbayim, sheni ben arbayim, never rishon ben arbayim. But, ba'mer dvorim amurim, shalo netchanech ha-mizbeach, avon netchanech ha-mizbeach, afil rishon ben arbayim, and that we learn from the diuk in Pinchas. Okay, now Rabbi Shimon says, "Ebatay v'zman shayon nesin or shor begin avliyom yom mizigin v'lo yakrivu kesef b'boker lo yakrivu bein arba'im." What v'chikanim chatu mizbeach is ribatol. Omar Rav Achikama lo yakrivu hein aval acherim yakrivu. Okay, continue. Lo yakrivu tzorat b'boker yakrivu bein arba'im. Why is that different? The given the lo shchicha u'me'atra chavivanu v'lo pashe. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Bikula Itakreva ben Arbaim, that point we've basically finished. And then continues now, this is the important point. She'in mechankinita mizbeach, hazahach elabiktor tasamim, shel ben Arbaim. The Atanya, biktor tasamim shashacha, that's Tanoi. Amar Rabbi, well, our Mishnah's Tan is more mistavra. Commander of Biktor tasamim shel ben Arbaim. Dechti baboker, baboker betivot anerot yaktirena. You love Dova that lock me your tongue. So how do you do Hatova Bitsafra? Well, the man the other Victor has me shall shachar. That's because Lamaisi is gone on me Mizbeach Olam. There's two Mizbechot. So Malahala and the Tomic shall shachar. It makes sense to say that the Mizbeach Apnimi is Victor Tasamim shall shachar. Well, I thought Shulchan and Belechan upon him b'Shabbat. What? You're telling me Bechol? The only problem is Chinuch and Lamechanet. But Kedushi, the Magdish, the Lechem, yes, I mean, no. Hogufa Kamashvan, the Chinuch, the Kiddush, the Shulchan is only Mishabbos. Take a look how it continues into the menorah. Kedushi Seifa. V'lod ha-menorah l'b'shivan neirotei ha-bein ha-rabayim. You cannot do something formal. It has to be an act of actual avoda. Tan Rabbanu zeh k'tor shal tali yachid. Ala mizbeach achid son. V'ora'at sha'ata. What's that? This is a reference to the sin. So what do you mean? You're saying it's only because it's a yochid and that the problem over here is that it's not on his mizbeach hachitzon, but it could have been on his mizbeach hapnimi. And furthermore, but too, the problem is only that it's on his mizbeach hachitzon, that it's a yochid, that it's a rat shah. But if it was a tzibur, then it would be okay. The tzibur mekarvo v'atanya yocho ye yachid mitnadevu mevi kayotzeba of the ketoret and the dava, and I would in fact have to enforce motzas v'techa tishmor v'asita. Talmud Amar never lo talu alav ketoret zara. Okay, yocho lo ye yachid mevi. That's because that's the definition of zara. She'in mevi chovato kayotzeba. There's no such thing as a non-zara to a yochid, but a tzibur, maybe they can make an adava, yavi, shemevi, chovaka, yotzeba, tabud lomar lo ta'alu lashon rabim, yocholo ya'alu ha-mizbeach ha-pnimi, ava ya'alu ha-mizbeach ha-chitzon, tamud lomar et shemen ha-mishkavet, k'tod rasamim la-kodesh, kechol ha-sher tziviticha ya'asu, en omi ka-sher tziviticha. Ein lecha, lama sha'amur be'inyan, Omer of Papa, this is not a problem. Lomi Boika Omer, the Brighter was saying, look, not only the cases that you never would have thought of anyway, for other reasons. In other words, Lomi Boy Tzibor al Mizbeach HaKitzon. I mean, there's no model for such a thing. Lo Ashkechan. Lomi Boy Yochan al Mizbeach HaPnimi. Also Lo Ashkechan. But you might think that there is a case of a Yochan al Mizbeach HaKitzon, and we should, in fact, model that on the Nesiim. That's what the Brayta is coming to say. As far as the Nesiim are concerned, where you think, but I did find a case, that was a half of a shalemu makriv. Haketze bevi yisaron shalem v'chotzeu u'makriv mechze baboker mechze ben arbaim. Therefore, nitma mechze shabin arbaim or avad yocha yavi chatzi yisaron mi beto not to be mashlim arvit V'yakriv Talmud lomar machzita b'boker machzita b'erev. Both times has to be machzita mishalem u'mevi. Harketzad mevi yisarad shalem yibeto v'chatzeu u'makriv machzita machzita avad, which means that b'sach hakol nimtzu shnei chatzaim krevim u'shnei chatzim ovdim. The same thing would be if a kohen gadol yikriv mincha shachrit u'meit, and now minu acher takto, Yoko Yavi Chatzisro Mibeto, or maybe it could be Mevi Chatzisro Noshla Rishon, Talmud Lomar, Umachzita Be'erev, it has to be Machzam Shalem, or maybe Umakriv. Haketzan, maybe Yisron Shalem, Vechotzeu Umakriv, and therefore Nimtza Mechza Avad, and Mechza Avad, Nimtza Shnei Chatzim Avadim, Shnei Chatzim Krivim. So I need Tanakh Medrim now. The Mechza Rishon and the Mechza Sheni that were left over, we don't bring them right away to Ubar Tzuratan Meitzul Beit HaTzrifa. Omele Reb Nachman, I don't understand this brighta you're telling me. Bishlam Rishon, I understand it was Ixu Lakrov. But the Sheni was never, what do we got to wait for? Lama Leibur Tzura. It was always meant for Ibud. Lemikar Leibud Ka'ati. Ah, now I understand. Omele Chamani must be, and you better quote it in their name, it's the Tadda Devei Rabba Baravuo. The Omra Afil Pigul Tony Butsura, so this case certainly would need Yibutsura. Ravashi Omra, no, Afil Tim Rabbana. Because Kiva Debeid in the Palgibo, Eboy Hai Makriv, Eboy Hai Makriv, it would still be Mirza Chas. Itma, Chavitei Kohen Gadol Ketzer Osim Otan. Oops.